This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Director Spike Lee has been making movies for more than 20 years. He started small with such films as She's Gotta Have It, but then in 1991, he took a turn for the epic when he made a movie about Malcolm X. A remastered version of Malcolm X was released on DVD this week, along with a second DVD of extras. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Spike Lee, and she has this report.
Filmmaker Spike Lee's movies have always had some element of controversy to them, and several have focused on the prickly issue of American race relations. But Lee raised the ante when he expressed interest in directing an epic feature film about Malcolm X. For one thing, the subject matter itself, the charismatic former spokesman for the Nation of Islam, was hugely controversial. Here's a clip of a public address captured in Marvin Wirth's 1972 documentary, Malcolm X.
I charge the white man. I charge him with being the greatest murderer on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest kidnapper on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest robber and enslaver on earth.
So there was the obstacle of the material. And there was another challenge. Norman Jewison, a respected veteran director, was already attached to the project. When Lee publicly insisted a black person should direct the film, some critics called him racist. More than a decade later, Lee clarifies.
The full answer is this. I've never said that only black people can direct black subject matter, but I do feel in specific circumstances you do need the blood, you need the heritage, you need the experience. And for the case of Malcolm X, in this particular film, I think that you needed someone who knows what it is to be an African American, a Negro, a black person in this country.
Lee had the opportunity to explain this to Jewison directly when the two were brought together by producer Marvin Wirth. Lee recalls Jewison understood his point.
And Mr. Jewison gracefully bowed out, and I will forever be in his debt because he did not have to do that. The film was his.
Then it became Lee's. The film's money problems were something else that kept it in the news. When Malcolm X ran over budget, Lee says it was underfunded, Warner Brothers had it shut down. Lee remembers Malcolm X's insistence that blacks, in his words, do for self.
So that really sunk in, and I began to think about it. I said, you know, I know some African Americans with some disposable money. And the reason why I say disposable, because in me asking for money, this cannot be an investment because there were no shares to be sold. This cannot be a tax write-off because it was not, you know, there's not a tax exemption thing. This purely would have to be a gift.
His benefactors, people like Oprah Winfrey, Bill Cosby, and Michael Jordan, all wrote hefty checks, and Malcolm X was completed and released in 1992. Denzel Washington was nominated for an Oscar for his performance, and critics lauded Al Freeman Jr.
Islam is the only religion that addresses the needs and the problems of the so-called Negro in America, especially in the slums and the ghettos. Islam is the only way out for drugs and crime and unemployment, prostitution.
Freeman perfectly captured the nuance and cadence of the Nation of Islam's founder, Elijah Muhammad. But, Spike Lee says, these performances are not mere imitations.
It is more than just a look-alike contest. We could have had somebody look who could have been his twin, but if they're not acting it, they're just giving me the surface. It's not gonna connect. Al Freeman Jr. is a wonderful. He's a great actor. Again, it was the soul of the performance, not just the resemblance.
Now viewers have a chance to contrast art with reality in the new double disc Malcolm X DVD. It includes the full-length version of Marvin Wirth's Oscar-nominated Malcolm X documentary, a movie not often seen beyond campus film festivals. Also included, by any means necessary, the making of Malcolm X. In it, Lee and select members of the crew recall pivotal moments in the film's production and their sense of mission as they sought to do honor to this fallen black leader. Here, director of photography Ernest Dickerson recalls how the studio pressured the crew to cut costs.
Imagine Malcolm X is a 90-minute movie with Egypt shot on the beaches of Jersey with matte paintings of the pyramids in the background.
Lee prevailed that time, and they went to Egypt. But several scenes were cut for length, and selected scenes make up the third element of the DVD. There's one scene Lee especially hated to cut. Later in life, Malcolm expressed deep and lasting regret that earlier, when an earnest white co-ed asked what white people could do to help the black cause, he'd brushed her off with a brusque nothing. Here, in the deleted scene, Lee gives Malcolm a different answer.
Well, what's your name?
Franny.
Franny, I learned the hard way that racism starts at home, in one's own community, so I would suggest that if you want to help the Negro, you get together with other people that think the way you do, that are sincere like I know you are, and you fight the battle against racism right where it starts, in your own home and in your own community.
It makes one wonder how things might have turned out for America if Malcolm had lived to give that advice and more Frannies had been able to follow it. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.